see it's something for people in this community. I don't feel like it, well now, probably they might have. I'm not trying to be personal about this thing, but they've had an opportunity and I feel like it. I'm serving my fellow man, really, is what it amounts to. There's nobody gets any money whatsoever for it. Now, we sell plates and people make contributions and so on, and the proceeds that we realize from this event, well, we turn it, it goes to this community development club that I'm talking about, and we turn it right back in into community projects, our ballpark, and then we send flowers to anybody that passes away in the community, no matter who it is. We send flowers to them, and then if a member of our club gets in hospital, we send flowers and so on. But you see this fella here, it's an enjoyment to me to see a fella enjoy himself like this man. And because of such day, then they're able to do this, you see. See the kids participating here? And then what we do, this is the ball game between Chipley and Walsall. And this is the banker at Chipley. This is Rob Golden. He's president of the bank at Chipley. Down at Walsall participating in our fun day. This is what I like to see, see. It's right down to earth fun, and I really get an enjoyment out of it. Here's the people that's enjoying the day's activity.
I think that really is interesting. You get very big turnout from this whole...
A whole area, that's right. Then we got people that's coming from way off that's... If they ever been to Walsall, if they ever lived here and moved away, then they're planning their vacation now to come back and be around during the time we have fun day. And this is the first Saturday in August each year, but it's a kind of a family reunion get together. And it's a lot of work, but I still feel like that I'm benefiting, helping my fellow man. You're getting an opportunity to participate in something that might, he might not have, but it's not all that easy. You run into people that just don't want something. You know, you always got some opposition.
What sort of opposition did you get from?
Well, I find out in community involvement, just like in church work or anything else, you find that people are, they're jealous, they're envy of people that makes it's prosper or either something successful. You'll find that anywhere. And I see Christ was crucified. And then I just expect this. That's just like President Nixon said last night. You just expect some of it, and it's going to come. It's just nature. But then this is where I think that you determine leadership ability. If you stop then, well, you're weak. But if you continue to go on, and this is our fourth one. It's not all that bad, but you do run into some. I mean, it's just that. It's just petty. It's nature is what it is. I find out another thing in a small community like this, you see. I'll be honest with you because you question it. Now, I was up at Chipley and was involved in church work. And then I come back here, then I got involved. Well, I was involved in community work up there. I was chairman of the Cancer Crusade in the county one time. And it was a very successful campaign. But when you do, now let me tell you something else that you run into. You take those workers that had worked before you, if they see that you would exceed what they did, then they some way that they will hesitate about helping you. I'm going to tell you the truth now, what I run into. They will be hesitant about helping you because they don't want to see their record broke. It's nature again. I just see this and then I just try to move on. But it's just a natural thing that we run into. Okay, then I come down here. I move back here in this community and started to get involved and getting involved in community work and with this day here. I found out, and you can see it better in a small community than you could in a large community.